Alternative technologies for greenhouses. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. A Mountain City company is showing the local community how some greenhouse crops could be the answer to the dwindling tobacco industry in the county.
Our hope is to demonstrate the economic viability of ornamental hort crops. Deciduous rhododendron, also organically produced fruit crops, is of great interest to the project, and vegetable crops too.
Jay Jackson is president of Appalachian Native Plants Incorporated and explains that the plants aren't the only part of the operation he wants to teach. The heating and cooling of the greenhouse is a big part of it as well. The greenhouse is utilizing geothermal technologies to heat and cool it, and the other greenhouse will use methane gas to heat it.
Practical application for most farmers is a geothermal rock bed or just trenches under the greenhouse will make a big difference as far as energy inputs required. Methane is it's a waste product. Counties have it. Local farmers do not. So the geothermal subterranean heating cooling system under the greenhouse would be a much more practical and useful application for the small farmer.
Jackson says since the ground remains a constant 55 degrees year-round, it just makes sense to use the latent heat of the earth to heat your greenhouse and then reverse the process in the summer to cool it. This saves anywhere from 30% to 40% of your energy cost, and although it's a little more on the front end, it pays for itself in about 5 years. But this project is more than just numbers and economics. It's about giving the people of the community an alternative to stay in farming.
This project ties me to the community. I've been a merchant mariner for the last 30 years, and I'm gone half the year, but I always come back to this place and these mountains, and the people here are very important to me, and the culture and the way they live is very important to me. So if it's possible to stimulate in a positive way an economic and environmental impact, that's what we're trying to do.
Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.